Alex Ferrario back with you on the St. Louis Blues Radio Network as we get a chance now to talk about the Ameren Power Play Goals for Kids with Billy Mayhall, the founder of STL Youth Sports Outreach. And Billy, it's a pleasure to talk with you, man. We get a little playoff hockey action, and I know you guys are psyched up just as much as we are.
Yeah, we're excited to be a part of it. Just to even be in the mix with the Blues and Ameren and the playoffs, it's kind of surreal, to be honest with you.
So, Billy, tell me a little bit about what STL Youth Sports Outreach mission is.
STL Youth Sports Outreach, we help kids, anybody that can't afford to play a sport, you know, we supply equipment. You know, if they need a bigger glove, they need a bigger bat, they need a bigger cleats, and we have a full inventory of everything. You know, we also do a lot in the community, too, though. We have two college scholarships named after Officer Blake Snyder, and we're getting ready to start a third, you know. So we're constantly out in our community, and we're trying to do as many things as we can with sports and outside of sports both. So.
Well, and that's huge, too, to be doing so much in the community. And I'll talk about that scholarship in just a bit. But can you give me a little idea of what you guys are currently doing in the St. Louis community?
We've actually given away two cars to shoot two single mothers in the past year, just recently. We've had cars donated by our amazing, you know, supporters. We have the most amazing group of supporters that could ever ask for. You know, we do a lot with sick children that have cancer. We actually had one kid that got to meet Matt Carpenter. We reached out to Matt Carpenter. He had a collision in center field. We reached out on Twitter, and Matt Carpenter sent us a message. And Hollywood, Brady's nickname's Hollywood. He got to meet Matt Carpenter. He got to go to the game. You know, there's a lot of support went through that with the people that support us. They were tweeting. They were sending messages, and you know, the Cardinals and Matt Carpenter saw it. It was pretty impressive, pretty amazing.
That really is awesome. So, and you mentioned the scholarship in honor of Blake Snyder. Can you give me a little idea of what that scholarship is and any other scholarships that you guys are offering?
Yeah, we have two college scholarships right now, one to a Rittner and one to a Pattonville student/athlete. Yeah, it's a $2,000 scholarship. It's not a lot of money, but it will help a kid a lot. But, you know, we're looking for kids that are on the borderline. We're not looking for 4.0 kids. We're looking for kids that could use our help, you know, and we're trying to reach out now. We're going to start one in Troy, Missouri also. We got a Troy branch we're going. So we're starting in Jeffco and Troy. We're going to try and get scholarships both, and we have two new locations opening up out in those areas very, very soon, too, also. So it's been pretty fun.
That's incredible. Again, we're talking with Billy Mayhall, the founder of STL Youth Sports Outreach, the Ameren Power Play Goals for Kids. And, Billy, just give me an idea of what this means for your group to be awarded this money from Ameren, Missouri, and the Blues for Kids.
It's humbling, to be honest with you. You know, we put a post out there. We started sharing different stories, and we were asking for people's votes. And then it just kind of turned into a little bit of a wildfire. And, you know, we had been blessed by Mike Rowe's show, Returning the Favor, recently. They came in town in last summer, and they did a show for us. And they did a donation with Rawlings, which was $30,000 in equipment and $10,000 cash. And so when we did win, you know, I talked to our board members, and, you know, I knew that everybody that supported us, the only thing to do was to split with the other three charities. You know, that was the only right thing to do. You know, it was our way of returning the favor that had been returned to us by the show, you know, and they're all amazing, amazing organizations. To be honest with you, just being named next to some of those were just, it was humbling in itself. So to be able to split the $9,800 with the other three charities was definitely the only way STL Youth Sports Outreach would do it.
Well, and I'm sure those other three charities were beyond ecstatic with that, too.
It was pretty cool. It was fun. Yeah, it was definitely neat.
Billy, final one for you, man, before we let you go. And we appreciate you hopping on with us here on the St. Louis Blues Radio Network. But with this money, what do you foresee it being used for?
That money will all go toward our college scholarship. It'll be put in a trust. So it'll just be extra money there for the kids down the road. You know, we have fundraisers and everything. One coming up July 27th, if anybody's interested, just look us up on Facebook, you know, STL Youth Sports Outreach. So all the money we raise goes back into the community. There's no salaries. There's no nothing. Every single penny we raise goes right back into the community.
Give our listeners an idea of that website one more time.
It's STL Youth Sports Outreach on Facebook, or it's www.stlyso.org.
Well, Billy,
also on Twitter, too. So
I'm sure I speak for all of our listeners right now for hoping for more and more power play goals, that is. It's great to talk with you. It's great to hear about all of the great stuff that STL Youth Sports Outreach is doing. Keep up the great work, and congratulations on getting this money.
Thank you so much, my friend, and go Blues!